Hi guys, welcome to Palace to the Core podcast. My name is Stephen. Thank you for coming along for the ride. Now, today is post Leicester versus Crystal Palace here on the 5th of July. And for those people who don't want to hear about the game or don't want to hear the score because you haven't seen the game yet, please go and have a look at the game and then come back and listen to my thoughts on what happened. So, yesterday was my birthday, so it's very rare that, well, almost impossible that you're going to get a football game on your birthday when it's in July, and even less likely that it's going to be your team playing. So I was really pleased to see Palace playing on my birthday yesterday. I have to say, I was fairly optimistic. I know that our game against Burnley wasn't very good, but I thought that maybe that was just a blip, because of Liverpool and. And because we had played so well against Bournemouth, I thought that we were going to be in a good position. I thought that we would be up for it. I thought that we would be resolute. And I thought that we would play with some of that passion and creativity that we did against Bournemouth. Now, unfortunately, it didn't quite turn out that way. We weren't really at the game yesterday, and it was disappointing. Leicester City are a good team. They're near the top of the table for a reason. They've played well. They've had some good games this season, and obviously you've got Vardy there, who is a very good striker. And so you've got to be on your game to play a team like that. And I think that we weren't on our game yesterday, I have to be honest. I don't criticise the team. I don't like doing that because I think that, I'm not in that position. I'm not playing football at a professional level. I know it isn't easy, and obviously they are out there doing it day in, day out, which I'm not. However, there are certain things that I was disappointed with yesterday, and a lot of it was just individual mistakes, which I was very surprised about because it's not something that you see very often, not the blatant mistakes that you see very often in the game at Palace. They are usually very well organised, and particularly at the back, we are usually very well organised, but there was a couple of individual mistakes yesterday, which a couple of them cost us a goal, and one could easily have cost us a goal. So I'm going to be talking about those. Also, I think that there was just a seemed to be a bit of a lacklusterness. Is that even a word? Lacklusterness. It was a lacklustre performance. I didn't feel as though we were really trying to get to the ball first and really trying to play our way out of our own third and create chances. If you look at the game against Burnley, yes, we lost the game, but in that final 10 minutes, we were pounding the Burnley goal. We were creating chances. We were really looking for an equaliser. That didn't seem to happen at all in the game against Leicester. And that was disappointing as well, because you think that if you're down, 2 goals as it was by later on in the game, that you would be fighting to get a goal back, or at least try and put yourself back into the game. It didn't seem like we were doing that. And there were a couple of incidences. Benteke, for example, early on in the game, passing it back to his own player in the box and passing it to a Leicester player, which seemed a really dangerous thing to be doing. Now, I know Palace, and I've said this in the game before, I've said this in a previous podcast. When Palace start playing it about in their own penalty area, I get worried because we do sometimes make mistakes. Every team does. And twice in that game, we made a mistake. And one of them we got punished by. Sarko tried to do the little turn and flick and do the fancy turn, then lost his footing and they scored. And that was very disappointing. Obviously, it was a mistake, and he did apologise. Well, Hodgson said he apologised to the team after the game, and it was a mistake. It's not something he did on purpose, and he is a good player. He is a good defender. However, it is something that you shouldn't be trying to do in your own penalty area. Benteke's error, thankfully, didn't become a goal, but there were other errors during the game that did result in another goal, and it just seemed as though we weren't really at the game yesterday. Which brings me to the last thing that I wanted to talk about, which was, you know, there were a lot of people out there who were having a go at certain players about the game. There were some people who were just saying, you know, Benteke shouldn't have been playing, and that we needed other players on the pitch. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult at the moment because we do have a fairly limited pitch, you know, a fairly limited squad, I should say. We have a lot of young players, and I think it was good that we gave at least one of them the opportunity to play 8 minutes yesterday. But I really wanted to see more of them out there, and I think there's no reason why they can't. You know, we aren't winning at the moment with the team we're playing, and we're having to swap around players a lot. Townsend wasn't playing. I think you know, Maya, I think, should have been playing, and you know, and Coyote, I think, should have been playing. There were players who I think should have been playing yesterday that weren't, and other players that were playing that perhaps shouldn't. So if it's going to be that difficult, why not just play two or three of the young players, put them in with the experienced team and see what happens? You know, we're losing games anyway. And, you know, we're at a stage in the season where, okay, we're not really going to be going down. So, okay, we want to be as high up in the league as we can possibly be. But that doesn't mean that we can't still play the younger players. And I think that if it means that we might even get some, you know, energy into the side, because there just didn't seem enough energy in the team yesterday. And I think that maybe two or three of the youth or the younger players, you know, the academy players coming in, maybe give us some energy. You know, they want to prove themselves. They want to prove that they're a good player. And it may be their creativity and their power and their, you know, energy might spark something in the team. I don't see any reason why they can't do that. Zaha yesterday just didn't seem to be up for it at all. He seemed very despondent, very down about the whole thing. He seemed to lose confidence during the game. He didn't really want to be there at all, it seemed. And I'm sure that's not the case, but that's just how it seemed from when I was watching it. And hopefully it will be something that we can turn around. You know, I mean, there was something in Twitter about how the club are looking for another manager to replace Roy Hodgson. Now, I hadn't thought about that at all. I hadn't imagined that they were going to be looking at that. But, you know, we have lost a few games now, and maybe this is something they are looking at. Maybe they are thinking about his tenure and thinking that maybe somebody else should come in. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know what the answer is. I think the answer, personally, is that we need to get more of the younger players in, bed them in now, towards the end of the season, so that the next season they've got a platform to work on. That would be an ideal situation for me, and hopefully Roy Hodgson will be looking at that for the next game. So let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear what you think about the game. You can leave a message for me on the Anchor app. You don't have to be a member or register your details. You can just leave me a voice message on there. And of course, you can get hold of me on Twitter, Palace to the Core. You can get hold of me there. Send me a message, and I'd love to hear what you think about the game. Were you happy with it? Were you disappointed? Did you think that we just didn't show up for the game yesterday? Let me know what you think. And also let me know what you think you would do to try and improve things. How would you get Palace back in winning ways again? Hopefully, we can get back into winning ways in the next game, which is a few days away. And as always, I will be sharing any news that comes along regarding the team and things like that as well. So thank you for joining me today, and until the next time, COYP.